You'll hear an interview with a woman called Anita Lee, who runs a successful business producing ready-made Chinese meals. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
It's a long way from cooking dinner every day for the family to preparing 500,000 meals a week in a purpose-built £5 million factory of your own design. But Anita Lee has made the jump in just a few years. The Chinese meals she used to make for her husband David and two young daughters are now enjoyed in millions of homes all over Britain. It's not something that's easily done, so where did she start and why?
I started making my own Chinese food because I didn't like what I could buy. The Chinese meals I bought in the supermarket didn't taste like Chinese food to me, and they were nothing like my mother's cooking back home in Hong Kong. Even meals from the local Chinese restaurants seemed to have been adapted to suit English tastes. So I looked around for proper Chinese ingredients and cooked for myself. And when I cooked for my family and friends, they all said how much better things tasted and how much they enjoyed them.
Well, many of us are good cooks at home, but that doesn't make you Businesswoman of the Year overnight. So, what was so special about your cooking that made it so enormously successful?
Oh, one of our friends owned the local Chinese restaurant, and whenever he visited our house, he liked my homemade noodles so much that he wanted to use them in the restaurant. They were a big success and encouraged me to try out other things for him, like sweet and sour sauce and crackers. He always had trouble getting good cooks, and even more trouble keeping them, so he liked to buy in the sauces ready-made. He liked the arrangement, and so did I. Anyway, I started taking on people to help, and then I took a unit on an industrial estate in Cowbridge to cope with the demand. It all grew from that, really.
As easy as boiling an egg. But in fact, it wasn't always plain sailing for you, was it?
Strangely enough, we had trouble when the company became really successful. Gourmet magazine had given us its top prize for ethnic cuisine, and contracts were coming in from all the big supermarket chains. We needed to expand, but didn't really have the capital to do it. I was reluctant to go to the bank for a loan, and Lanier Foods came along and offered us the funds we needed. It seemed too good to be true.
And it was, wasn't it?
Sorry?
Too good to be true.
Oh, yes, yes it was. You see, at first it seemed that Lanier Foods was willing to provide the necessary funds and be seen as an equal partner. But then, very soon, they tried to take over control of the company. They even wanted to alter the food production, change some of the ingredients in the recipes, things like that.
Nasty.
Yes, that time was like a living nightmare. I really had to fight to protect my products and the business I'd struggled to build up. Luckily, I had a very loyal workforce who backed me all the way. I eventually managed to get a bank loan, but I also had to sell my house to afford to buy out Lanier Foods. It took a whole year, but at least I got my company back. By then, our sales had skyrocketed, and they continued to do so for the next 5 years. I was able to pay back the loan, buy an even bigger house, then I became Businesswoman of the Year. That was my proudest moment. It made all the hard work worthwhile.
Now you'll hear part 2 again.
It's a long way from cooking dinner every day for the family to preparing 500,000 meals a week in a purpose-built £5 million factory of your own design. But Anita Lee has made the jump in just a few years. The Chinese meals she used to make for her husband David and two young daughters are now enjoyed in millions of homes all over Britain. It's not something that's easily done, so where did she start and why?
I started making my own Chinese food because I didn't like what I could buy. The Chinese meals I bought in the supermarket didn't taste like Chinese food to me, and they were nothing like my mother's cooking back home in Hong Kong. Even meals from the local Chinese restaurants seemed to have been adapted to suit English tastes. So I looked around for proper Chinese ingredients and cooked for myself. And when I cooked for my family and friends, they all said how much better things tasted and how much they enjoyed them.
Well, many of us are good cooks at home, but that doesn't make you Businesswoman of the Year overnight. So, what was so special about your cooking that made it so enormously successful?
Oh, one of our friends owned the local Chinese restaurant, and whenever he visited our house, he liked my homemade noodles so much that he wanted to use them in the restaurant. They were a big success and encouraged me to try out other things for him, like sweet and sour sauce and crackers. He always had trouble getting good cooks, and even more trouble keeping them, so he liked to buy in the sauces ready-made. He liked the arrangement and so did I. Anyway, I started taking on people to help, and then I took a unit on an industrial estate in Cowbridge to cope with the demand. It all grew from that, really.
As easy as boiling an egg. But in fact, it wasn't always plain sailing for you, was it?
Strangely enough, we had trouble when the company became really successful. Gourmet magazine had given us its top prize for ethnic cuisine, and contracts were coming in from all the big supermarket chains. We needed to expand, but didn't really have the capital to do it. I was reluctant to go to the bank for a loan, and Lania Foods came along and offered us the funds we needed. It seemed too good to be true.
And it was, wasn't it?
Sorry?
Too good to be true.
Oh, yes, yes it was. You see, at first it seemed that Lania Foods was willing to provide the necessary funds and be seen as an equal partner. But then, very soon, they tried to take over control of the company. They even wanted to alter the food production, change some of the ingredients in the recipes, things like that.
Hmm, nasty.
Yes, that time was like a living nightmare. I really had to fight to protect my products and the business I'd struggled to build up. Luckily, I had a very loyal workforce who backed me all the way. I eventually managed to get a bank loan, but I also had to sell my house to afford to buy out Lania Foods. It took a whole year, but at least I got my company back. By then, our sales had skyrocketed, and they continued to do so for the next 5 years. I was able to pay back the loan, buy an even bigger house, then I became Businesswoman of the Year. That was my proudest moment. It made all the hard work worthwhile.
That's the end of part 2.